Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Hey, Finn, thank you. Could you close the door for me? Thanks. Thank you, Finn.
Well, you know, despite the rest of Ridgemont, I like this church, Bernard. Quiet, small, like the one you told me about in Miranda. It's a strange thing, being called a hero and a paladin. Pretty sure no paladin on the planet would have been partial to a prison break. But then I think any decent god would route the whole goddamn prison into the abyss for what's happening there. For all that, though, the town seems to go around as normal. Deranged Bandolin's lively enough. That bard, Murr, what a name, told us a rather sobering tale of Theron and Jera and the ending of their love. Seemed to be two craftsmen from long ago, but didn't ask a ton of questions about it. Wasn't feeling very personable after reading your letter this morning. Again. Thank God for Amesley and everyone else. Spent the rest of the morning planning for Zethy's grand escape. Team Weirdo Squad, that is, Amesley, Fanula, and myself, will go blow up the goddamn manor and give whoever owns it this damn town either a black eye or a knife in the chest, and I can tell you which one I would prefer, you best believe. And then there's, to quote Mr. Granger's, the gather information dressed up as a guard and try not to do anything bad team, who will go out and scope out the inside of the prison with Chase and Alyssa. And we split up from there to go ahead and make our preparations. But damn, trying hard to be more responsible and to trust people. I even tested myself. Told Finn everything. He's the priest who runs this particular church. Told him the portal closing, medallions, elemental rift. Hell, I even told him about the goddamn prison break. I mean, let's pretend for your sake and not that this isn't some messed up coping mechanism to keep people from asking too many questions about me. Seem to have everybody well fooled now. Paladin. What a joke. Even Finn convinced them some kind of grand mission from Paylor to save people. But it ain't that. We both know it. You, me, and your damn letter.
This is Beth, and I play Amesley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
So you guys are headed out from the Deranged Mandolin. Peleus, Nortrude, Taylor, and that's it, right? I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you guys do?
Nortrude and Peleus, should we maybe go by Chase and Alyssa's before going by the prison? Maybe they can tell us something about this place before we go in blind.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think I've got a plan that just might work for all of this. Maybe. We'll see.
Be prepared to have it ruined.
We'll see.
Yeah, let's go see if they're home. Hopefully they don't have to work. Didn't think about that.
We'll find out, I suppose.
You guys head on over to their house, and did you do anything special, or just rap it on the door?
I could beatbox on the door.
We knock politely.
After about 30 seconds, the door opens, and you see Chase, who
has
dark green scales, elongated snout, sharp teeth.
Just as I remember him.
Looks like a bulky crocodile, and he looks like he has a bulky crocodile tail that is behind him.
Why, hello. Would you like to come in?
Yes, Chase, that sounds lovely. I appreciate the invite. It's funny seeing you here at your home. Was not expecting that.
Well, I could be working, I suppose.
Are you?
Currently not. That's why I'm here.
It appears that way.
He steps aside, lets the three of you in, closes the door behind you. You notice that his wife is not around.
So, are you going to the prison today?
I think we might be. And I look at Taylor and Nortrud and feel out what they want to do after this. Maybe.
That was our plan, yeah. What are you talking about, Peleus? Did you have too much to drink this morning?
The Panther Bard prostitute man really threw me for a loop, and my mind's not been right since.
You met Mir, I see.
Is that his name? I thought it was like Meow.
Mur.
Mur. And Murr.
It was Mur.
Yeah, there were a whole lot of vowels in that one, if I recall.
Yes, he is an interesting fellow.
Seems that way.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
But I guess this town is full of interesting fellows now that we've gotten here. We wanted to see, though, if there maybe was anything else you could tell us about the prison before we go up there. And, my companion here did seem pretty eager to talk to you, so I think he has a plan on his mind.
Yeah, I have a very specific question I want to ask you, Chase. I was wondering if you knew what they did with prisoners that died in the prison.
Well, that is a very interesting question. The prisoners who die in the Two Suns Rift, well, a lot of times they just leave them and take them off to the side. But there are a few of the prisoners who have, started a grave for them. Some of the guards don't really let them, but others, like Alyssa and myself, allow them to at least have their moments.
And is the grave on the interior of the prison, on the exterior of the prison?
It is within the Two Suns Rift.
Oh, jeez.
As far as prisoner were to die on the forges or on that side, I'm not really sure. I think they just take the body away and take them elsewhere, but as I said before, Alyssa and myself mostly work on the Two Suns Rift side.
And you can see Peleus pondering deep in thought.
That could be maybe one way. Have the guards think that maybe Zethy died in the Two Suns Rift.
And then leave her there?
No. Then get her out however way you can. But that could, I don't know, release some suspicion if they just assume that she died.
But then if we took her into the Two Suns Rift, had her die, as it were, and how would she get out of the prison after all of that?
Well, I think that is up to you.
Okay, a catapult it is then. Can we sneak a catapult into the prison? Is that realistic or?
There's a spell called catapult.
I know there is. We use it a lot actually in another campaign, but it only shoots up to 5 pounds of stuff. Yeah. I'm assuming Zethy weighs a little more than 5 pounds.
That would make for an interesting breakfast.
Well, right. She is a halfling, but I think she definitely weighs much more than 5 pounds.
Speaking of the prison, Chase, if we approached the prison and tried to get on as hired hands, how likely is it, do you think, that we would be put in rotation quickly? Is there some sort of training process, or are they pretty slapdash with their new recruits? Do you think there's a chance that we could get put into a guard rotation and thus be better set to act on our plan?
Well, they don't just let anybody be a prison guard, and, well, there is quite a lot of training before you're sort of assigned to a station alone. So, I mean, for us, it took several weeks before we were able to start working alone. So, I don't know how much time you want to spend training as a guard, but
I guess then our best bet is to sneak into the prison. I thought we'd have a better opportunity getting in as hired labor, but that plan's out the window now, I think.
One thing about the prison, though, is on all of the entrances and exits, they have, let's say a metal detector and also an anti-magic barrier that you must walk through in order to enter or leave. So, doing some sort of illusion magic may not work unless you can somehow nullify the detector. If you go scouting the prison, either in sort of our disguises, and he waves a hand over at the closet, maybe you could take a look at those and see if there is something that you can do about it. I don't know.
What do you think of that plan, Nortrude?
It seems reasonable. I feel like I don't know, there must be some way around this magic detector. And if anything, if we do some sort of scouting and I can get some sort of information about what it looks like on the inside, I have a few spells that I could try to use from outside the prison to be able to see what's happening inside.
Sounds great to me.
Is there any, like, password that we need to be aware of if we get questioned by people in the prison who don't think that we're real guards? Like, watermelon or cantaloupe?
No passwords. No password that I know of. Not for anything that we do.
The army used to like fruit-based passwords. I don't know if that's still up there. I just don't want to end up in a cell. This seems just tremendously risky, so I want to know as much as I can about, well, protecting ourselves.
There are a lot of guards, and they do switch out. Sometimes guards are only here seasonally, and they go work other jobs and then come back to work. But, I think as long as you don't draw attention to yourself and you seem like a guard wearing the uniform and are carrying the keys, you should be fine.
Do you think if I walked in with this and I hold out my rolled up kind of snake whip, do you think this would get past the metal detectors? Does anyone carry a whip in this prison? Is it likely that I could sneak this in?
Do you mind if I take a look at that?
It might bite you. Just be aware. It is a little bit of a snake and a little bit of a whip.
So do you hand it to him?
Yeah.
Okay. So as he reaches out, you all see this, which not a lot of you have seen this before, but it forms into a defined snake head and with two fangs, and it looks like it's about to grab on to Chase's hand as he's reaching for it, and he pulls his hand away. Never mind. I don't need to hold it. As long as it's not made out of metal, and I guess magical items won't get demagicified, but I'm not entirely sure.
Well, it's worth a shot. Nothing else.
Although, there is maybe a guard or two that carry around a whip, but not many.
I'll put on a good show if anyone gives me a questioning glance. Can I see if I can fit into one of those guard uniforms you have in your closet?
Sure. We have a variety of sizes. And he goes over to the closet, opens it up, and you can see about 10 different uniforms of varying sizes. It seemed like they had been stockpiling them for a while, not knowing who all was going to come. But you see just a variety of sizes. And for you three, there are definitely ones that will fit each of the three of you.
Is there one that's comically too large for me to wear? Or, even better, comically too small for me to wear?
Just short shorts.
I mean, yeah. There's both.
Officer Dankle from like Reno 911.
Do I want to dress up as an officer? I don't know.
I'm tempted to be like Chewbacca and you guys can bring me in as a prisoner, but...
I think I'd be better set to be Chewbacca.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, no, I guess I'll try and slip into one of these comfy-looking guard outfits.
Well, do we all want to try to dress up as guards? Or are we just going to have a few people do it?
It's just the three of us here. Yeah.
We'll blend in better if we're all dressed up in guard uniforms.
Speaking of blending in, Chase, are there a lot of blue elves wandering around the prison as guards? Have you seen,
I can say,
any blue elves in your entire life besides myself?
I have seen one or two on occasion, but definitely not as a prison guard. Though there are a large variety of prison guards.
Yes, we do come in all colors.
As you can see, myself,
the rainbow elves, my people.
Do you have anything that we could use to maybe make him less blue?
Would you like some makeup? We have a disguise kit.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, I suppose that would be ideal. I hate wearing makeup. Clashes with my eyes.
The question is, what are we going to turn you into?
A centaur, obviously. Get to work. I'm kidding.
I think the obvious option is to make you look like a normal elf.
Versus the abnormal elf that you are right
now.
Yeah.
We don't want to make you look more abnormal.
No, that would be a shame, wouldn't it? Yeah, I suppose just a standard elf. Maybe half elf, who knows?
Okay, question for you all. Do any of you three have proficiency in disguise kit?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Don't think so.
So, you guys can attempt to do it.
I will attempt to use the disguise kit, and at least I'm proficient with deception. I don't think that helps, but...
It could help a little bit, but at least you guys are, like, taking time and, like, are not trying to do this, like, lickety-split, and there's a bunch of you that can be like, oh, no, that doesn't look right. You need to do this differently or whatever, so...
So we're going to have, like, a disguise kit montage?
Yes. 100%.
What kind of skill check is this?
Let's do charisma. A charisma-based skill check.
Just a straight-up charisma. Damn, if only we had a charismatic character.
You're not good at that, are you?
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, there's a mirror.
I was hoping he was going to say deception, because like I'm really good at deception. Who's making me? Me?
I thought, you were going to do it because you had the 20.
I might as well do it.
So there's a mirror, and the rest of you can stand around and give him pointers as he's working. So
excellent. Micromanaging.
I'm a vampire, though. You guys know I can't see myself in the mirror, right?
Spoiler alert. roll with advantage and just add your charisma modifier.
Okay. 19.
19's decent enough. Yeah, you guys
I certainly hope so.
After he's finished, after your friend's comments, you can see what sort of elf did you want to transform yourself into?
A land elf. I'm a sea elf. I don't want to be a sea elf now. I want to be a land elf. Yeah, a high elf, preferably. I think I look most like them.
Okay, so you're trying to go with a lighter complexion to your skin.
Mm-hmm. It's just maybe me with pointy ears.
Yeah, a little bit paler. One thing is your hair, which I guess isn't too bad for a high elf. They can try and bleach your hair, I guess, if you want to do that, but, you know.
That's Man, a little too bad Fanula wasn't there. She could change her hair color.
A little bit more on the permanent side.
Oh, God, yeah. That was a fun time. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure my hair is supposed to be silver, and I'm blue. So I don't think silver is an uncommon enough color.
Right. Silver is fine for a high elf. Peleus looks
like Mrs. Doubtfire?
yeah, a little bit.
Perfect.
Nortrude, are you going to do anything special, or just find a guard uniform that fits you?
I will just find a guard uniform that fits me. I am much more bland than these other two, so I can really sneak around a lot better. Oh, I will hide B the chipmunk, though.
What are you going to have B do?
B is going to hide in a pocket.
Okay, good. Would you like me to go with you today? Bring along the set of keys? Or I can
yes.
give you the keys?
You should come with that. Will give us a much better cover as we're walking around and, well, not just wandering to and fro like obvious strangers to this place that we've never been to before.
Oh, right. Alyssa is already working today over in... I think she's inside the Two Suns Rift, so I will come along. Then I will say that you're new recruits that I'm training. Since I'm a little bit more on the veteran staff since I've been here for a while.
That's perfect.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Can we go right now?
Why, yes. Just let me change. And he changes into his own guard uniform and grabs a ring of keys and is ready to head out. So you all walk towards the prison. So Chase walks you over towards where the guard post is on the eastern side of the Ridgemont prison. And he walks past all of these warehouses and barracks, and you can see a bunch of guards off duty just lazily hanging around. Some of them are
playing cards or drinking. Not too much is going on. He waves to a few of them as he passes. Are the three of you doing anything special?
I'm just going to follow his lead.
Start waving at random people.
Pretty much.
I'm going to look around, but not make it too obvious.
Okay.
Yeah, just giving sort of sly observation to what's around us, where people congregate, you know, head down otherwise.
Cool. How about the two of you give me perception checks?
Aaron rolls it on the carpet. That was great.
I'm trying to be stealthy, guys.
I got a 12.
And I got 15.
Cool. Taylor, it's pretty generic what you see. I mean, you have the giant three-story prison wall to your left. Goes about 40 feet tall, and it's just sort of a flat face. There's a few windows way up at the top, and you can't really see at the very top of what the tower looks like, or the wall looks like. Over to your right is all the warehouses. It seems to be where they're storing a bunch of equipment and other things there. And there seems to be guards that are posted around these warehouses and others that are just seem to be like taking time off and walking through. And then you walk through and then there's rows of these barracks and there's a giant building behind these barracks that seems to be more of like a guard's post or just offices for the officers. Nortrude, you can definitely tell that far building seems to be like headquarters for the guards, and the rest of it is just like relaxing or time off area. And as you're walking, far in front of you, you can see an entrance on your left that goes into the prison that seems to be sort of the guard's entrance, and there's a few guards posted around there as you guys are walking up. Without hesitation, Chase walks straight through the two guards that are posted outside of the door, and he nods to them and walks into the room. You can see through the open door that there is a 40 by 40 room inside, and there seems to be about five or six guards posted there, all on duty. Some of them have rifles with bayonets. A few others have swords and clubs. And you can see as you sort of like see through the door, about 5 feet in front of you, there is this weird metal archway. And then about 20 feet farther from that one, there is a second looking archway. And what do you guys do as he starts to walk in?
I follow right behind. Like, I don't want to break stride. I don't want to look remotely suspicious. So I'll just follow right behind Chase. Set off all the alarms.
What does the magic detector detect? Like, will it detect B or?
So, why don't you give me an arcane lore and to see if you have heard of this device yet and or maybe able to figure out some more information about it before walking in it.
Okay, I got 19.
Sweet. Yeah, being connected with the Mage Tower and your guys' creations, it wasn't something that the Rift Mages created themselves. It was one of the other mage groups. But you know kind of what it is. The metal detector, you hands down know what that is. It's just straight up metal detector. It'll go off if any metal passes between the archway. And it seems like that first archway is a metal detector. The second one is more like an anti-magic barrier. To you, to your knowledge, what you know is it just makes any spell, like a concentration spell, fail as it goes through. It normally doesn't destroy like magic items. You're unsure about B, because he is a familiar, he's like a summoned creature, kind of, that is of pure magic, but he's also not like a concentration spell. You don't have to continually think about B, he's just always there. So you're unsure of what's going to happen to B, but you know for sure, like, it'll dispel anything like invisibility or illusion magic or anything like that. And you can also see that now that you're looking straight down the hallway, that there's actually a wall that goes from the doorway to the last detector, and that's just attaching to the sides of the two detectors, and that there are glass windows in between them, and you can see even more guards that are looking through those windows. But this span is about 10 feet wide, this almost hallway for this room. That's basically what you see. You don't really see that the room is, whatever I said, 40 feet by 40 feet. You see more of this hallway that goes through, and it seems to open up after the last archway.
Is there any space to go around the archway?
There's not.
Is there space for B, the incredibly tiny chipmunk, to go around the archway?
Yeah, there could be. The archway is not flush up against the wall. It's got like a few inches on each side, and B could definitely fit through those sides. You also see that those five guards, one of them is standing right next to the first metal detector, and Chase takes out his set of keys and a sword that he had belted to his side, hands it to the guard. He walks through, nothing happens. The guard then hands him his stuff through the archway, and you hear the archway make a beep, and he picks up his stuff again. What do you guys do?
I'm assuming we didn't bring everything we own with us from his house.
Yeah, I don't think we
did, right?
Because we put on disguises. Like
I didn't bring my bagpipes and stuff, right? Like, those are probably at his house.
I'm gonna assume that you guys, like, left your pack oriented stuff,
right?
But I'm assuming that you're taking all of your magic items, your spell component stuff, like the things that you normally like carry in your pockets and on you, and your weapons. That I will leave that up to you guys. I assume that you're gonna take them because guards are normally take weapons with them, but yeah,
that would make sense. Yeah,
but I'm assuming that you guys left your backpacks, which has the majority of your stuff, like your rations and your bagpipes and whatever else.
I always bring my bagpipes to work as a prison guard.
I know, right?
Okay, well, I'm going to temporarily dismiss B, because that's part of the familiar thing.
It is.
And he is going to hang out in a pocket dimension until I summon him later.
Which I imagine looks like a pocket.
I hope it does. Yeah, oh, yeah. I hope it's just literally a pocket. It'd be great.
And he looks extra chubby when he sleeps.
I need some artwork of that. B in
even
his pocket
chubbier. Yeah, sounds pretty adorable.
Taylor's just gonna walk through after Chase.
Okay, do you have anything metal on you?
Just the buttons on my coat. I don't think there's any metal on the whip, and that's all I brought.
All right, you walk straight through and nothing beeps.
I give like a nod to the person manning the little window thing.
He nods.
Well, I will follow Taylor, and I don't think I have any metal on me besides a ring.
The ring will be fine. You walk through, no beep. The guard eyes you a little bit because you are an elderly female guard, but
I try to look like peppier and younger and like a little bit less like I'm feeling a little creaky.
But he doesn't stop you, and he's just sort of looking at you, and then now he's looking at Peleus.
I hand the guard my lone dagger and my magical rod that I don't tell him is magical. I just hand it to him, and then I walk through the metal detector.
All right, do you not have your rapier on you?
No.
Okay. Hand him those. Do you have anything else metal on you?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. You walk through, no beep. He looks at the rod.
Mm-hmm.
Speculatively, he shrugs, hands him back to you, and he says, what is that, that thing anyway, like a baton or something?
A weird piece of jewelry my grandmother gave to me before she passed away centuries ago.
And you just carry a rod with you wherever you go?
She thought it was a lucky necklace.
And okay. He looks perplexed, but gives you... You have it all back, and he sort of turns back to watching the line. You guys step forward, and Chase continues forward through the second archway. And you can see as he passes through, there's this sort of violet shimmer that happens, and he walks through the other side. And then when he's already walked through, the shimmer goes away, and it's just blank, see-through, clear.
The little apprehension, I walk behind Chase and expect to feel something weird.
You feel a tingle, ooh, and especially at your side, you feel the whip vibrates a little bit, and on your wrist, where you have the collapsible shield that also vibrates a little bit, and then you walk through. You all see again the sort of that violet, hazy sheen happens again, and he walks through on the other side. Who's next?
Well, I will follow, and I will walk through the little archway and try to pretend that my entire life does not revolve around magic or being magical. Yeah. Nothing to do with any of that nonsense. It's part of my name, Normal Nortrude.
Just sort of like in the pit of your stomach, you feel this like strong, weird vibration that's happening. And the few magic items that you have, do you have your staff with you, by the way?
No. I figured that I should leave that behind because there was a magic detector.
Yeah. Your armor stuff, which I assume that you have that on still.
Yes.
Is magical. So one thing that happens, as you're going through, you feel your armor, your...
Arcano-mechanical armor.
Arcano-mechanical armor. It's something that you just have on all the time. It's something that you just almost forget about. It always gives off this soft hum. And when you go through this, you feel it vibrate and shake violently. And then when you stepped through on the other side, that hum that it normally gives off is no longer there.
Crap.
Pally, it's your turn.
I just saunter on through. Maybe do like a double backflip. I don't know. I'm kidding. Whatever normal guards will do. Walking, I guess, like a bunch of idiots.
You saunter through, and again, you feel this vibration in the pit of your stomach, and you feel the rod vibrate in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you go through, nothing seems to change. And then Chase beckons you all forward, and at the very end, there you can see this very large door that is closed, and there's a big heavy guard standing in front of it. And Chase walks up to this guard and nods his head, says to the guard,
I have a few new recruits with me today, and going to show them the ropes.
And you can see this big guard. He's either half orc or full orc. It's hard to tell, but he's just very large, super muscular. He leans around Chase and looks at the three of you, eyes you over, especially Nortrude. Good. His intelligence is terrible. And then looks back at Chase, nods his head, doesn't even say a word, opens the door.
Probably can't.
And then, Chase walks through the door.
And that's the last we see of Chase ever.
Bye, Chase.
Go back. Just going to hang out in the break room.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll follow.
All right. You follow. Nortrude, just so you know, in about 2 minutes, you feel the familiar, reassuring hum from your armor kick in again.
I think you mean my supportive back brace so that I can continue doing my work as a very dedicated prison guard.
Yeah.
Smooth.
40 years on the job. She's never missed a day. How can you think she doesn't belong here? She's the hardest one of us all.
Okay, so as you guys walk through the door, it shuts behind you and you hear it click with a lock. And in front of you, to the right and left, there's this long, long hallway. And there's also a set of stairs and a door right in front of you. And you can see, looking down each way of the hallway, is there's just jail, block, sales. Sales?
Sales.
Sales.
Jail socks.
And it's just door after door after door. And they're the metal bars. And every once in a while, you see another wooden door interdisplacing these other doors. And Chase takes a quick left and starts walking down the corridor. And he beckons you all to follow him.
I kind of stage whisper to Peleus and Nortrude and say, I don't think it's going to be very easy to get in here alone. They're a lot more secure than I thought they'd be.
Yes, I concur.
Let's catch up. I think he walks really fast.
Okay. Come on, Iron Spine.
Well, I didn't slow down.
Oh. All right. Sorry, Grandma.
She goes on her fitness runs all the time.
She walks. The prison block.
Yeah, I go mall walking, guys.
Oh my gosh.
You guys follow Chase down this long hallway, and he turns his head, looks at you all, and says,
these are where the prisoners sleep that work in the forges and warehouses. We are going to go start over in the Two Suns Rift side, and that is where I'm going to be training you today. One thing to note is make sure if you have any weapons on you that they're fully secured, and keep an eye around the inmates. And he continues walking and turns a 90-degree right turn, and you see this another long hallway, all with jail
cells. God, I can't talk.
Gel cells.
Cell. Yeah.
And keeps walking down, probably walks for another 200 feet or so until he gets to a door at the very end of this hallway that is a metal door.
Is it likely that we're walking basically the perimeter of the jail right now? Like, can we see windows outside, or is it just like cells?
There are no
on both
windows.
Sides?
There are cells on both sides. There are no windows that you can see except for the occasional one on your right side that will show you into the prison yard, which mostly every time you see a window there, it's just warehouses and smoke and forges that you can see in there. And a few guards, but mostly what seems to be inmates that are working there. And through one of the windows, after you are glancing to your right, you see the telltale sign of the Grey Realm Rift in the very center of that yard. You just get a glimpse at it. Seeing it through this window, it just seemed like you got the perfect shot through the warehouses. And you can see it there, 40 feet tall, the gray light emanating from the center of the courtyard. And there seems to be a wall that spans three sides of this rift, but the side that you're looking at is completely open. And then you can't see it anymore, and you continue walking forward. So he gets to this big heavy metal door at the end of this corridor. He takes his ring of keys and unlocks a few of the locks there and opens it up. And on the other side, you can see two guards that were standing at attention. One of them has a rifle, the other has a longsword, and they nod as they see Chase. And then one of the guards speaks up.
I thought it was your day off today, Chase.
And Chase nods his head. Well, I decided to work a bit overtime. Besides showing these new recruits here some of the ropes. And he nods back at the three of you behind him as you all walk through the door. And the door automatically closes behind you, and it seems to lock automatically by itself. And the two guards continue standing there next to the door as you guys continue on. At this point, he starts walking a bit slower and turns to face you all and lowers his voice a bit. So this is where Alyssa and I spend most of our time if we're not inside of the Two Suns Rift keeping an eye on the inmates. And you can see in here all of the cell blocks are all empty. I forgot to mention this in the other side. Only about half of them seem to have sleeping inmates, and the rest of the half are empty. All the ones in here are completely empty. They're all working right now in the Two Suns Rift. They work all day and then sleep in here at nighttime. And he continues around a corner. As he turns this corner, it's another long jail cell block. And it seems to be like at the other end of this prison that you guys entered from. And you don't see any guards in the hallway here. And he continues walking. And there's a set of stairs on the left side here. And he starts heading up these stairs. And you all follow. And he goes up to the next landing and then continues up again to the third floor. As he arrives on the third floor, again, you look down both sides. It's completely empty cells, and then you turn left, continuing away from where you guys came in, and walk another 50 feet, and then he points to the right. This is Zethi's cell right here, and as you look inside, there is two bunk beds that seems it sleeps four people in here, and there's a small sink, and looks like a tiny little toilet in the back, and the beds don't really look that comfortable. They're metal framed with maybe just a little bit of cushion. The blankets seem pretty crappy. All in all, it's just very bland cell.
I guess I'll try to make a mental note of where the cell is.
And you can see at the top of the cell, it has a number. It's C307.
Not C3PO?
Yep, C307.
I'm glad you made that joke. I didn't have to.
You're welcome.
Can we leave a note for Zephy? Is there anything that we want? Like, do we want to leave a note? What if it's discovered? Do we have anything to write with?
I didn't bring a pen. I don't know how we could leave a note.
Nurtured, you definitely have like your little notebook, and you also have your mage book, which you can tear a page out of that, but you know that's expensive stuff, so that's entirely up to you. You can leave a note. There's no one watching us here now, which is why I freely showed you this now.
Well, should we leave a note informing Zephy of some part of our plan? Do we have enough of a plan to leave a note?
I don't know. That's a bit of a stretch.
Okay, well.
Chase takes out a set of keys and shows you one key in particular. This is the one to open their cell. Would you like to leave a note? We can leave it inside.
Yeah. Scrawl on a little slip of paper that we found in one of the spell component pouches. Short message just saying, be ready in the night. We will act to get you out and back to Revelhein soon.
Wow. Let's be a little more stealthy about this note.
This is my first time doing this. I don't. What do you think we should
smuggler.
Do?
First time. You must be the world's worst smuggler.
I want to be informative.
Nope. We don't want to be informative.
What should we say? The squeaking bell will toll in the dark in the ship's bosun.
Like, I actually wrote a song about that one time. So that's bizarre. You must have seen one of my performances. It stuck with you. I'm glad to see that. No, here, let me write a note. And I take the pen and the paper, and I scrawl real quick, and hand it back to Nortrud, and it says, do you like me? Square, yes. Square, no. Square, maybe. And there's like a little winky face and some hearts, and we're gonna leave that in the cell. It's not for Nortrud. No offense, Nortrud. You look great, but it's for the cell.
Nortrud draws a barf emoji on the note.
That would you call a mage rune?
An emoji?
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Just endless.
Kit looks like he's in physical pain right now.
Just because your pen was better.
It was so good, obviously.
Okay, why don't we tell Zephy that something is in the works, pay attention, and be ready for when it happens.
Really quickly, here's why I'm concerned about that. What if we break her out before she even gets back to her cell? If she's in the rift right now, we might have a chance to get her out. So we do that. Then there's a note left in the jail cell that the guards are definitely going to find at some point.
Okay, no note.
There you go. Actually, write a note that says be ready, and if we see her in the rift, we'll just slip it to her there.
I don't think leaving a note's a good idea. We'll get her out no matter what, but we don't need to leave a note here that could possibly be found and incriminate her if they go through the cell. I just think it's a bad idea.
I agree.
Okay.
The true smuggler speaks.
All right. The door was never opened. He just inserted the key, so he just takes it out.
All right. No note then. That is, I think, a wise idea.
How often do you find notes in prisoners' beds?
I mean, prisoners keep notes to themselves or journals or what have you. I mean, we're not very investigative, I guess. We don't really need to be. No one has ever escaped here, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the intermission of episode 24. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you over there. Have you checked out our social medias? Have you seen the super freaking adorable chibi artwork for each one of the characters that Jen has been making? There's also possibly one of our favorite NPCs on there, too. You haven't, you say? Well, then, you must remedy that. We have a Facebook and a Twitter, and an Instagram, and yes, even a Tumblr. So many platforms that you can check out all of this stupidly adorable artwork. Also, those links are right there in the description. If you really enjoy our interpretive
comedy, storytelling, audio medium, please go tell your friends about us and maybe, you know, give us a rating, a review over on your podcast app. It really helps others find us. Also, there was an episode that took place before this one that we called Girls' Night Out, which entails Fionnuala, Amesley, and Nortrude buying some things and making some other very specific magic items. It's pretty cool and a super special episode, and it's going up on our Patreon. So, if you would like to hear that, plus hours of bonus bloopers, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/rollingonfate. Also, linked right there in the episode description. All right, my fatalist. The next episode will be up February 19th. And I hope you all have a lovely rest of your week. Now, back to the regular scheduled program. Back to Amesley, Fionnuala, and Marion. You guys are outside of the Palor Church.
Making a bomb and some poisons.
And Marion is now looking over you two in the street, it seems.
Okay, I'm not in the street. I'm like leaning against the side of the church.
Making poison, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'm cursing in a language that you probably don't understand.
Now, I'm not going to ask too many questions about what you're doing, but hey, what's up?
This poison is not working.
Well, we'll put a pin in that. Maybe not do that in the middle of town, just a thought. And finish up with what we're going to be doing. Sound good?
Sure.
Where do you guys head now?
Let's go take a look at the manor, now that I think about it.
Okay. Can I make poison while we're walking?
No, definitely not. Unless you want to fail them all. All right, you guys head over in the northwestern section of Ridgemont, and you see the whole Ridgemont prison there, and to the left of it is a Lord's Manor, and it's a big, giant stone mansion, and he doesn't have any greenery around his house, no lawns, no bushes, no trees. It just is a very ginormous mansion with big glass windows and sort of a archway-shaped door, double door in the front.
Amesley says, we could burn it.
Burn it, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy on your logic there.
Well, you know, like, make a distraction, but it was like, blow up his house.
Oh no, I mean, I'm not complaining. If I had enough, I'd blow this guy the fuck up. But
you see, guys spent all of your black powder already, so
yeah, it seems like we could have saved it for a better occasion. If there's somebody that need blown up, it's probably this fella.
While they're talking, I'm walking over to peer in one of the windows
of his house.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, it's gonna be good.
Give me a perception check.
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty good. Okay, let's see. 20.
Okay. You walk up to the left side of the giant door where a few of these windows are. And as you're walking up, you can see just this giant ballroom size entryway where this double door is attached to. Inside of it, you can see what seems to be a few servants. You see a few personal guards, which you can tell because they all have rifles on their back and swords on their sides, and they seem to be standing at attention, saluting, actually. It seems to be that they are saluting a few people that are in the center of this ballroom-sized place, and you see a very tall and slender, but still well-muscled, a Semiar man, and he has short hair, which is the color of fresh snow, and he's got this golden tan skin, and he stands tall, straight-backed, and you can see that he's definitely looking down upon a few other people that are standing next to him, and they seem to be chatting. You see somebody that jogs your memory, and it is a human man
with long black hair and a thin mustache, and he has a deep black top hat that he's wearing. This immediately jogs your memory back to the town of Landrin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the individual that I'm talking about?
Yeah, at the bar.
Yep. And next to him, you see a very slender female elf. However, to you, her facial features aren't really elven-like. They're even more elongated and more narrow. And her hair is this teal mixed with golden blonde streaks. And she's wearing an elegant auburn orange dress. And she seems to be doing most of the talking with this Asemiar man. And then, as you're watching them, they start heading towards the double doors.
Okay, which guard looks stupider?
Which guard looks stupider?
Which one's like picking his nose and not paying attention?
They're both saluting at attention. They're standing behind the Asemiar man, not paying attention at all.
Nope, they both seem to be.
All right,
I'll randomly choose. I'll choose the closest one, and I'm gonna cast Phantasmal Force on the guard.
He fails.
Okay, I'm going to say that the guard sees the Asemiar's head turn into a giant mushroom.
Does he take psychic damage from seeing a mushroom head?
No, he only takes damage if it's, if it's a goint attack or whatever would cause damage.
He sees the Asemiar's head turn into a mushroom. You see, right as the spell goes off, the guard's face looks completely puzzled, and he looks to his friend guard, which is next to him on the left, and he like taps him and points at the Asemiar, and he's like frantically pointing, and you can see this giant like worried look on his face. And the other guard, you see him shrug and wave him off, and then you hear the first guard, or you don't hear, you see him talking, and the other guard is just waving him off like whatever. And then you see the first guard run towards the Asemiar man, and he puts a hand on his shoulder and spins him around, and you see this like horrified look on his face, on the guard's face, and the Asemiar looks pissed off that he was so rudely interrupted. You see the guard, he takes his hand off the Asemiar, but is just pointing at the head, and he like looks like he's gonna reach out to grab it, and the Asemiar super quickly, dexterously reaches out, grabs his hand, and you see him bend it back, and the guard kneels down under the weight of the Asemiar, bending back his hand, and you can see this livid look in the Asemiar's face, and the guard seems utterly confused, horrified. You can see his mouth open wide, like as if he's screaming or yelling or shouting, and then the Asemiar kicks him in the chest. He gets thrown to the ground, and you see his mouth move, and he points, and two guards that you didn't see by the doorway rush forward and grab the first guard that you charmed.
It only lasts for a minute, by the way.
Okay.
Though it probably hasn't been a minute yet.
And they quickly subdue him, take his weapons off of him, and you can see he's just puzzled. Seems like he's shouting. He's still pointing or trying to point at the Asemiar. You can see that his hand seems to be broken from where the Asemiar grabbed it. And they are now seem to be towing him away off to the right beyond some other doorway. And the last guard in the room, which was the one that was originally standing next to him, has a completely befuddled look on his face. And he runs forward and is standing at attention behind the Asemiar. And the Asemiar waves him forward, turns and faces his two companions again, and then continues toward the doorway. Is there anything that you'd like to do during that time, Fanula?
I'll try to wave and get Marion and Ainsley's attention.
I'll walk over.
When they look at me, I'm going to motion at the door frantically, like pointing at the door, and then I'll make like a shooing motion with my hands. And then I'm going to go hide around the side of the house.
I think I got to go with my original gut, which is to start walking over to her. Fanula, right. What are you doing?
She starts bolting it towards the corner of the building.
Where are you? We need to put a leash on her.
Rude. Am I hiding? Should I roll to hide?
I need to know where Marion and Ainsley are going.
I'm walking towards where Fanula dipped around the corner, so...
Okay.
Amesley begins to run towards the corner.
I will say, since Fionnuala, you're running, Amesley, since you're running, Marion, since you're walking, the moment that Amesley turns the corner to where Fionnuala is, Marion, you hear the double doors open behind you. And do you do anything at that moment in time?
No.
Okay. You continue walking?
Yeah.
Amesley peers her head around the corner.
You see a tall Asemiar man, a human man with a black top hat, and a tall, slender female elf, plus what looks to be a personal guard that's behind all of them carrying a rifle, walk out of the house. You can hear them a little bit now, and it's just sort of muffled talking. It's hard to understand exactly what they're saying, but it seems like they're having a somewhat animated discussion, and they're not really looking around. They seem to be a little bit distracted. And eventually, Marion, you make it to the corner and are around the corner. I'm going to give the guard just one perception check. Nothing happens. They seem to not see you. They are too distracted with what they're talking about. And you guys are there with Fionnuala.
That was funny. Did you guys see that?
See, what are you doing?
Just having some fun. Everyone's fine, mostly.
What do you mean everyone's fine? Get out from there.
For what?
Look, I think we've seen what we need to see here. We saw, you know, dinguses 1 through 3. People high on the explodable list. I think that we can head back for now.
Alright. Do you...
Or Marion, we could follow them. Let's follow them. That sounds okay. Like fun.
That sounds like fun. Also, do you guys recognize that guy with the hat?
No, not even slightly.
Well, I recognize him from Landrin, but anyways, we should follow them. That would be fun. But just a heads up, that Asimiar seems pretty powerful.
As you guys are watching, they continue straight for the prison. As you look forward, so it's now about 100 feet away from you, the prison walls, there seems to be an entrance there, just like a normal wooden door. And it seems that all four of them are heading in that direction.
And it's not like the main entrance?
I mean, there doesn't really seem to be a main entrance here. Oh, okay. There are entrances along the prison. Like, the biggest entrance is probably the one by the guards post. On another note, there's no guards on the outside on this side of the prison.
What side of the prison is this?
This is the west side of the prison. Since you guys have a map of the prison, it is on the side where the Two Suns Rift is located.
I have just an abiding curiosity to see who the fuck these people are.
Well, one of them was at the bar in Landrin.
Interesting. Do you remember what he was doing? By the way, we should start following them right now.
Okay, I'll start walking. He was talking to Peleus?
Of course he would be.
Before the rift opened.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because didn't he?
Right.
He wasn't there when the rift opened.
Peleus wasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So he couldn't have been talking to him after the rift opened.
True. I was just reminding.
Okay. Well, maybe we should ask Peleus about him. Are they in the prison right now?
They're doing their little loop of whatever they're going to be doing.
But don't we have to wait till later? They said not to do anything until later, right?
I wonder if we're just following them.
Yeah, you guys are following them at a distance. I mean, there's not much to hide behind. So you're literally just walking, what, 200 feet behind them? I mean, what do you guys want to do?
That sounds fine.
Okay. Eventually, they reach the door of the prison, and it's a little bit hard to see because you're about 200 feet away, but somehow the Asemiar opens the door, and it's sort of a small door. It's much smaller than the door to his house. And from 200 feet away, each one of you give me a perception check.
I was going to say, should we have been closer? Does that interrupt your plans?
I got 18.
Oh, nice.
Dose.
2? Okay. Amesley got a 17. Marion, you can't see anything as far as inside the prison. You just see all four of them walk inside and the door gets shut behind them.
Can't see shit, Captain.
Fionnuala and Amesley, both of you see a little bit different stuff. Amesley, with your keen eyes, you can see this metal archway that's only about like 6 or 7 feet tall, 5 feet wide. That's just directly inside of the door. And Fionnuala, you can see that archway and a few guards that seem to be in there. Again, they all have like the same swords and uniforms and rifle bayonets.
Do they have the same stuff as that Isimiar's guard?
Nope. The Isimiar's guard looks different.
Okay.
He looks more like a personal guard. Those ones look like prison guards.
Okay.
The prison guard uniforms that you've seen before. And then the door closes. And you guys are 200 feet away from the prison. What do you do?
Should we just, like, hide and wait until they come out?
I mean, could. There's nobody around. What's the closest, like, terrain feature we have going on?
To the north or south, you can see a few bushes and some trees on both sides. It seems like there's almost a radius around the Lord's Manor that's been de-shrubified. But still, in the Ridgemont area, a lot of these things are dead. The shrubs and trees that you do see are pretty meager and are like half dead already.
Are any of them close to the prison?
Yeah. On the north side of the prison, there is a few bushes that just seem to stick out from the wall and corner. They're like a lot closer to the corner of the prison over there. And then to the south, towards Ridgemont, there's a few bushes and trees that are in between you guys and where the deranged mandolin, like where the center of town is. You can see maybe like 150 feet away, there's some bushes and stuff. Those bushes to the north are about 100 feet away.
We can go hang out there for a little bit.
Yeah, let's go hide.
Have a nice little snack and relax.
I'm going to go back to the other group. So you guys are still standing outside of Zethy's cell. Chase is looking at you all and says, do you want to continue?
Yeah. We'll see what else is in here. You guys want to keep going?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Taylor takes up the back of the procession.
Okay, so he's walking you back towards the stairwell that you are at. The windows on your left point towards the inside of the prison, where you can see a bunch of different squat buildings that are centered around the big Two Suns Rift in the center of this courtyard. You definitely know it's a Two Suns Rift because you can see like the orange glow of the sun and the green of the grassy hills that seem to be inside of that rift. And to your right, you can see the giant stony Lord's Manor. And he takes you down the stairs, down the second floor. And the second floor looks exactly the same as the first and third. And then down to the first. And as you get down to the first floor, Chase stops you in the stairwell for a second. And you hear a door open down the hallway. Peleus, as you're sort of peering around Chase, you see these same individuals, the tall Isimiar man, the gentleman in a top hat, and the tall female elf. Needless to say, the gentleman in the top hat is extremely familiar to you, and so is the tall female elf. And you can see that the female elf and the Isimiar are talking, and it almost seems like the Isimiar is maybe giving them a tour of the prison. He's gesturing at the doorway and a bunch of the cells. He looks down both ways and he sort of just glances over you guys. You just look like guards that are standing there at the stairwell. And you can hear the female elf say,
is it true that no one has ever escaped from here before?
Then you hear the Isimiar respond,
why, yes, of course. Our security is top-notch. And the productivity from your rifts? No one else can beat, of course.
Well, yes. We do work our inmates hard. We lose a few here and there, but we can replace them fast.
And they continue directly across the hallway to another door that the guard, who is the personal guard, opens for them. And they walk through the door into the center courtyard, which has a Two Suns Rift, and they close the door behind them. And you guys are left standing there.